Good afternoon, listen audience. My name is Amin. I'm here to introduce Chanupa Gluhamani from South Dakota, a strong advocate for the Native American across the country who has been struggling to overcome the injustice done to the Native Indian on the reservation. Chanupa has maintained a strong addition in his language and culture. So this show will start with a prayer and end with a song. So Chanupa, are you there? So until you get here, my name is Amin. I'm your co-host, standing for Jabril. So the top will be, as I was in, independence, self-determination, unity for our people. So this is your show, and we are inviting that everyone to participate in this show. Let us know what your concerns, what your gripes, and what your grievances. Remember, this is your show, and only the show is only as good as the people that participate in it. So without shadow of doubt, our caller's number is 505-0162. What's your name? Where you calling from? What's your concern? Area code 505-3876. State your name, where you calling from, and what's your concern?
This is Geraldine, calling from Roanoke, Virginia, and I'm listening.
Okay. And there's only two callers on the show. We was expecting more participation of callers on this show. Like I said, reiterate again that the show is only as good as those who participate in the show. We are here to, this show is basically here for the people to air out what is the concern of them and the part of their country, city, state, town, country, reservation, or wherever you may call them from. So we cannot help you listen, any of your concern if you don't participate in the show. The show is about unity, self-determination, and autonomy. And it says that if you don't assert your right, you have no right. So we are saying as a people that we need to come together, unified, and let the UN and any of them hear our grievances and gripes. As you know that we are a small voice in so-called this country in which they have annexed and they call United States, in which we know this is our country, original name is called Turtle Island. So for us to get this self-determination and independence back, we must let these people know who we are and what we're about. If we do not stand up for our rights, as I say, we have those rights. So we must come as a unified body, not as individual people, but as a unified body, and that those who are so-called, they have called themselves authority, let them know that we will not take this anymore. You know, it's a saying, we are sick and tired, and we're not going to take this anymore. And that's we should do. So, as I'm saying, that there's only two callers on this call, and that is not very good. As you know, me, Chanupa, Jabril, we have other things to do also, but we have dedicated ourselves to this radio station for y'all. You know, it's not that we don't have anything, but we have a commitment, and the best thing when one commit himself to follow his commitment. And that's what hopefully we're trying to do. But we cannot do anything, let those who call in and let us know what their grief in Christ is about. So I, you know, I say, like, there's not too many people on this call but y'all too. If y'all have any anything besides me talking, y'all welcome. Y'all welcome.
This is Geraldine again. I would just like to say that we have a lot of problems going on, as you know, on our reservations and so forth. Back home where I come from, the people are not uniting together to help one another. There's a lot of dissension going on, and things are not just going right back there. And I blame it on our children not listening to the elders when they were growing up. How they will teach them how to continue after we leave this world and after we're gone from here. We can only tell them so much, and they have to take it from there. But see, the white man has damaged our children by putting drugs and alcohol on our reservations, and therefore they're not listening to what the elders had told them before they left this world. That doesn't mean anything to them anymore. It's like everybody's out for themselves and forget about the ones that are struggling, the ones that can't make it. And it's sad. It's sad that the world is going this way. And it may get worse before it ever gets better. But like you say, we have to try to unite and become independent so that we can help one another instead of hurt one another.
That's so true. As you know, that their strategy was always been to divide and conquer a people, and that they are very good at. And so they strategize of how to conquer, to divide the people by, like you say, putting drugs, alcohol, into the community and the reservation. They know that's where they would divide the people, because it destroys their mind, their mental faculty, and basically they just don't care anymore. So, you know, so they know exactly what they're doing and how they do it. So as you say, they've not listened to the elderly, because majority of them are so drugged out and alcoholic, they can't, their faculty is all done.
Something's making noise.
Oh. Yeah, no, that's my phone. I got to turn my phone. Yeah, so you know, because that's the whole strategy is to destroy basically the Native Americans throughout the country, and you know that's why they put it. That's why they make things so hard and difficult for us to do, you know, to do and get. You know, they're not trying to, you know, help us. They only trying to hinder us. And not only is trying to hinder us, you can see that the tribal government is working right along with them.
That's right. That's so true.
And so, like, you know, so it's, you know, we, you know, the struggle has always been a struggle, and the struggle will always continue with the fruit. It don't take, you know, like, so everybody counts, no matter how many you are, everybody got a voice. And sometimes you might not get the many, but some you have to say the few who are willing to listen and go from there. Sometimes the few will come to many throughout time. So you can only save who want to be saved. And, you know, we want the best for everybody, but a lot of people don't want the best for themselves. So you can only hope and pray that, you know, things will get better, and not only that, you know, we unite and for the struggle and for the cause, and hopefully we be victorious, you know.
Right.
This show is just. I don't understand why is the people not participating and coming on. I don't have a clue. But this is our show that was given to us. And sometimes, you know, like, people need to talk to, you know, air out their grievances. Sometimes it helps to talk and know what your concern is, and you know sometimes it helps you to talk about things and still own it in. So it's not, you know, this show is not for you to be afraid of anything, because there's no such thing as a wrong answer. No matter what you want to talk about, we are here to listen, and hopefully we can have solutions, you know, to what you might have, what you might be talking about.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Hey.
I was going to bring something out, but I wanted to wait till Shanupa got there. But, you know, there's people listening, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, there's people listening. So I think, you know, here's a suggestion. You guys got that covenant, right? In that, you guys have that covenant. In that covenant, there's many, many points of international law that recognize that we have an independent status. You'll see them throughout that whole covenant there. International law, quotes from international law, these are conclusions of international attorneys that researched this. And they make reference to all these sources where they got this information concerning international law and how it applies to our independence. And so, while there's nobody calling in, and there's people listening.
Okay.
So it would be a very good idea to put out some of these points to them. And just talk about them and let the people listen to it. You know, there's one point where is all you need is to recognize yourself to be recognized as an independent nation state. And there's many others in there too that you could cover. Just read them up verbatim, and then you can talk about it after you read it out. But it would give the people an idea of what we're basing our efforts on, international law.
That's a very good suggestion. I couldn't get. Because it's on my computer, and I got the show on my computer, and all this for me to do that. Hold on. You know, because like so, you're right. International law is the base is the base of everything, and that's our right, the treaties and everything. You know. Order for that to be implemented, is a strong emphasis that we must go to the UN to let them know about our griefs and rights, and that like you say, we never extinguish or any type of relation, any type of treaties, anything. We always been the tribes have always been independent, and you know, the autonomy, a lot of people, he's saying, a lot of, like, one time we went to court and the judge was the prosecutor was asking asked one person that the nation was an independent nation, was dependent on the government. But the government is a self-service organization which is supposed to help the people. You know, they ain't supposed to put their foot on people's neck. They will be serving the people as a whole and helping them out in whatever situation it is, not dominate the people or cause any type of trouble or disturbance to the people. And that's what I keep hearing and saying. And, you know, so, you know, well, that, you know, that's for itself, you know, not only wrong, but that's also considered that, you know, when you keep putting your foot on people's neck and holding them back and stuff like that, that itself almost like a genocide, because you're not letting the people express their opinion. You want to throw your dominances over them, if you don't express that and tell these people that you have no right nor authority over us, that's what they're going to keep doing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You know, like, those who are listening, I don't have that in front of me, or if I do that, this, I wouldn't be able to look at the board and see what's coming on the board. But do you have anything that on by you which you can read off any type of points?
Do I have anything?
Do you have any other things? If I do that, I would lose the board and can't see what's coming on the board. And so that's the only reason I couldn't do that. But if you have anything that you can read off and let the people know, it would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah. Let me see what I got here, if I can find something. A second here. Well, let's see here. The covenant starts off right from the beginning with the doctrine of discovery.
Yes, I was reading it, and it's a very well put together document, and it's very powerful, very strong. Once we can get it implemented, on that level, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, right from the very beginning, it starts out with, as our independence pertains to the doctrine of discovery, contrary to recent modern United States Supreme Court cases, the European doctrine of discovery had no realistic and has no legal bearing on the Lakota territorial sovereignty and on our current dependent status. And then there's a reference to see where we got this information from. And so that's where it starts out right there with the doctrine of discovery being invalid. And the doctrine of discovery applies to the Louisiana Purchase and everything else that occurred. And if it has no realistic and no legal bearing, then all of their actions that they took to take the land are invalid.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so there that's one point right there that invalidates the whole thing. I mean, that starts it off. And it continues on through all kinds of other points where international law applies, and it states right in there that under international law, we're an independent nation state.
I read it, and you're right. How many of the nations actually know that document tells that we are a nation, an independent state, and that all that and everything they did was not valid, you know? But how many people actually know that and really know that, you know? And just
I don't think anybody knows it. That's why I'm saying put it out there.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's very good enough. So all right. Once people get to know that, like you were saying, I think they will be more informed of what who they are and what they are. You know, they're just not a self-dependent nation on the government, but they are. They own the time that they have their own right to do what they want to do. Their own right to their medicine. Their own rights to freedom of choice. You know, while being stepped on them, and, being told so much what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's I see. Like last week was saying that that's why we put, that's why we stress that people, you know, who I was listening to, stress that you read, and get an understanding of not, you know, who you, you know, really who you are. You know, go back to your own history and see what your trial was about. See, you know, see who you really are. And you find that you have a strong tribal background, you know, and that, you know, once you get into the culture, you know, you don't want to follow the white man culture because the only thing will lead you down the road of destruction, you know.
Yeah.
That's all we ever been doing throughout history.
This doctrine of discovery is actually a legal history. Mm-hmm. Starting right from the doctrine of discovery. This covenant is a legal history prepared by international attorneys. They researched all this stuff. Case by case, chronologically, you know, one by one, from the very beginning right up to now. And so, you know, people, that's probably why people don't know about this, because they're the only ones that kind of uncovered this. And it's just like that. People don't know that that Lakota Treaty of 68 was forged. People don't know that because nobody's ever seen it, seen the document that states that. That's what happened. And you know, so on and so forth. You know, people just don't know stuff. And, you know, it's like people don't know that if you're trying to make a claim for the Black Hills, to return the Black Hills, and is all you want is stewardship, like the land back people are trying to do, that just ain't good enough, because the Black Hills is part of that treaty, and that treaty's invalid, and the United States is not going to give the Black Hills back. They already told us that in 1990. They, you know, they said the money's been awarded, the decision's been made, you got the money, if you don't distribute it, that's your problem, not ours. We're not going to revisit legally, you know, in court, the Black Hills claim again. And they have a policy when they make decisions like that to not go back on it and try to reverse it. They're not going to take the money back and then say, okay, you guys can have stewardship now. And I don't think anybody wants just stewardship. That means just kind of like taking care of what the Forest Service does in State Park.
Yeah, just watching with something.
You know, that's something, but not really good enough at all. And it's not just the Black Hills. I'm sorry, people. It's the entire boundary that takes up those parts of those states. And so, you know, these are things that people need to know.
I think that, you know, that, you know, well, this so-called country, United States, is supposed to be part of the international community and, you know, supposed to go by what people say. I really feel that if we can put enough pressure on these people and put enough pressure on them and let them know that, you know, this is, these things are fraudulently been, you know, fraudulently what your people have done throughout the time, you know, and that we want our land back. We can prove it's been fraudulently taken. And you say you want redress this again. And, you know, but I feel as though if we have enough people backing us going to the UN and taking it not only to the UN nation, but other nations, and tell them and our griefs and gripes, I think if we put enough pressure in the United States court system and the other system, we can actually have them revisit that issue. It just take, you know, what it's going to take. It might take time. It might not take no time, but we at least got to make the effort to try. At least trying to do something, trying to get everything, you know, might not get everything back, but at least you can try to get something back. You know, but the thing is trying to put the pressure on them. That pressure only comes with with us uniting as one voice and one nation, going in and let them know, hey, this is what we want, and this is we're not gonna settle no for no less, and we're gonna keep coming at you, keep coming at you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I see it.
let me just read you another little part here. I mean, we could read the whole thing, and it would be good, but I'm just gonna read you this part here. It says the claim by the French to have been the first European nation to arrive in the territory and claim sovereignty under the doctrine of discovery on the erroneous assumption that it was not owned by anyone is invalidated by the fact that the doctrine of discovery has been determined to be an inequitable self-serving rationalization by whites who subscribe to supremacist ideas of the era of discovery, which allowed whites to justify taking native land, which was actually a manipulation of the principles of customary international law in use prior to this event, is not valid when applied to territory occupied by natives, including the Lakota. And it goes on. But you see right there, the doctrine of discovery didn't apply to the Louisiana Purchase either. So if it didn't apply to the Louisiana Purchase, it's not going to apply to anything else beyond that.
Yeah, that's true. We got like different nations have history and history of being wronged by these people over and over and over and over. You know, it's enough. It's enough. You know, time to stand up. You know, like you said, that document discovering that you're saying that they highly document and falsify all the evidence. You know, but they've been doing that for years, and they keep on doing. They are good at what they, you know. And we, and like she said, you can everything that you put. Well, I was reading that what you was giving, and then it's a, like I said, it's a very, very powerful document. It's just that, just got to get it to the right, you know, to the right people, and have, you know, and have them, you know, what we can do, see what we can do about it, and hopefully that, you know, we can right a wrong of injustice that's been done to the people, throughout people, throughout the, you know,
yeah,
throughout
yeah.
the land.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, you guys can go through this covenant later on, but, you know, I'll just go through another little section here. It says Section 201 of the Restatement of the Foreign Relations Law of the United States codifies the requirement of a state under customary international law. A state must have, number one, a defined territory, two, a permanent population, three, under control of a government that engages in or has the capacity to engage in formal relations with other entities and the actions of other nations in terms of their treatment and relations with a particular entity are relevant to establish the statehood of an entity. So we qualify for all of that right there.
Surely do. In
yeah,
fact,
sure.
It's not
all the way through.
If we know that we relinquish none of that right there, and they, you know, none of that's never relinquished. The sovereignty never been relinquished. You know, never gave nothing up. You know, and like you said, none of that has never been given up. And like we all still have a right to being self-determination, self-independence. But like you say, the people got to want to be, you know, the people got to want to do that. The people got to want to be self-determined, and you know, no,
yeah.
The people don't want to do that. You can't, you know.
Where it talks about engages in or has the capacity to engage in formal relations with other entities.
Mm-hmm.
The actions of other nations.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it goes on, and it states that the international community generally treated Native American Indian tribes as sovereign nations prior to that, you know. And the fact is apparent in the general practice of European treaty making with various American Indian tribes before the United States came into being. So, you know, we've always had the ability to engage in foreign relations. And that's what independent nation states do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we
yeah.
are. And for,
right.
Yeah.
And we still kind of, I mean, like it's like we was reading before, I mean, that's what we still can do. We can still do that. Like you said, we just got to insert that independence, like, you know, and just got to insert it. Once we insert it and let them people know, just got to let them know, just insert it. Maybe, because the atrocity and a lot of stuff that people might go through, they might be kind of scared. They don't want to stand up and do anything because a lot of people don't want to lose a lot of stuff, you know. And but you know, there's still got a lot of strong warriors out there that really, you know, really to fight for that cause, you know. You know, I can understand the other people how they might want to feel. They just want to, you know, they can't do nothing at this particular time. You know, but everybody got a voice. Everybody counts for something. You know, no matter, you know, everybody got a voice and everybody counts for something. You know, just a little thing that you do goes a long way. You know, it don't go unrewarded. You know, just by speaking out on the justice, you'd be surprised how that goes a long way.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're on the right track, and we just have to keep going forward because of the fact that the United Nations, under their charter, is obligated to treat us like any other nation that comes forward and puts in a, you know, whatever they call it, appeal to have our case heard before the General Assembly.
Yeah,
and so they have to treat us just like they treat everybody else when we come forward and do that, and so that's what we have to do. We have to present this, you know, the way it's supposed to be presented.
Right.
In other words, we have to get an international attorney to write up the, you know, the formal presentation. And we have to include all the stuff that I've been reading off here in that document, that covenant, because they may not know that we actually know this stuff. They probably think we're still ignorant, you know, that we don't know what's going on and we don't know what our rights are. And so we have to let them know. This is what we know right here, what I've been reading off. And all of this throughout this whole covenant here and more, whatever you guys are going to put in there too, this is what we know is happening and has happened. And so these are the grounds that we're presenting our case on. And this is what we want you to look at. And, you know, this is our application. So they have to accept it and they have to act on it. They have a charter. That's what they're there for. And so we have to demand that they act on it. And we have to, you know, if they somehow try to brush it off or whatever, it's up to us to bring it out and make it known that they aren't treating us equally.
That's right.
You know, so that's our course of action going forward. And so, you know, you guys can try to, you know, promote that a little bit by reading off parts of this covenant from time to time and bringing out some discussion or at least informing the people, even if they don't want to
we
don't really need them. You know, we just need to inform them.
Right.
They don't need to come on and talk. That's fine. But just keep informing them all along. You know, just every time you come on. Don't worry about them not coming on, you know. Leave the line open if they want to come on, you know, okay, fine. But otherwise, just keep informing them.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because, you know, like you said, you know, that's the key point, letting people know, you know, informing about what's going on and what is happening, you know. And, you know, that's the key point, you know, because, like I said, there's a lot of people listening and hope that, you know, what we're saying, that you get an understanding of what we're saying, you know, because this is not only for out and for people that's talking, it's for your benefit also, you know, to, you know, to get to understand what we're trying to say also, because you know this is a very important topic and a very important issue that we need to understand in depth, you know, because if we don't stand together and unite, you know, they're saying united you stand, divided you fall. Because you know this country, this government is very ruthless of picking people off that is not united. You can see how if you stand divided as one individual, as you stand divided, they come at you and they pick you off. But if you stand as one group, one individual, as a group, and as a unit, then it's very hard for them to come at you because you are stronger as a unit and very forceful as a unit than as an individual. So as Dinati was saying that I keep saying that we need to unite and go to the UN and put our Jesus and graces out and let them know and don't take no for an answer. Because you can't take no for an answer because once we take no for an answer you are defeated. You defeat the purpose. So the struggles that got to keep going on, as they say, you know, there's always other avenues that we can go through, and hopefully we can always find other avenues to go. But the nation, all tribal nation, always been a strong nation, you know. It's just that, you know, we're going on, a lot of people going through hard and troubled times. I can understand that, you know, because like I said, this government, what they do are very good at what they do, putting alcohol and drugs and on the reservation and poisoning the youth, you know, and poisoning the youth against not only the elderly people, and, you know, destroy their mind. The majority of people can't even think anymore because they're so high off the drugs and alcohol. You know, whatever they say to them, it comes out of one ear and the next ear. Like you say, it's our duty to keep, you know, don't give up on them, but to inform them, you know, keep informing them, trying to help them out the best we can so they can get off these drugs and alcohol and stuff like that. So they can come back to reality, what reality is supposed to be about.
Well, you know, a lot of these people that are on drugs and alcohol, they're on there because they don't have any hope anymore.
Yeah.
You know, they have this defeatist attitude. They just have to go along with everything, and so if I got to go along with them, I'm just gonna get high or whatever, you know. And so, you know, probably not going to be able to do much about changing that. The only way you can change that is to, you know, change the overall situation. And, you know, they don't have employment. They don't have, just you name it, you know, they don't have it on these reservations. And when you go into urban areas and stuff, it's a struggle, you know. They just don't have the things that they need. And so, can't do nothing about it, really. If you was independent and you had access to the multi-trillions of revenue that goes in and out of these areas yearly, instead of the, you know, trifle of millions that they give tribal governments to try to run everything, you know, the government, the programs, the hospitals, the police force, and this, the roads, and all kinds of other stuff. They're always underfunded, understaffed, controlling your own revenue, you know, with multi-trillions of dollars. I mean, you could make a paradise out of, you know, like a reservation. And get industry there or something, you know, different things to, for unemployment, for employment, and for revenue, and, you know. So the only way to really help people out is to change the overall picture. And, you know, if you was to get to the point where you had recognition for independence, then you're at the point where you're going to have to transfer of power take place. You're going to have transfer of power take place, and therefore you're going to have a transfer of revenue. And so, you know, just have to kind of strive for that so people can have hope again. Things are going to get better for somebody along the line, you know, maybe not them, or at least their future generations.
Right, yeah. Because just like in the cities and everything, they everything is always planned out, you know, they plan things out, you know, what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, where they're going to do it. If everything is already, everything was pre-planned, how they're going to, you know, how much drugs, alcohol they're going to put in the cities, reservation, everything else, you know, and they already knew the effect and devastation, what they've done on the people. And the sad part about it, they don't care, you know, they don't care how many people they destroy, you know, to get their agenda across, you know, that is, you know. You know, they want to leave people hopeless. You know, they want to leave people hopeless, like there's no tomorrow, you know, and I don't have nothing to live for. You know, that's the agenda always across the board, you know. And that, you know, that's been them for centuries and years. Seem like you would think that this time and age, these people would change. They don't change. Like I said, you can't change. The leopard can't change. The spots no can attack. And these people do not change. They do the same thing over and over and over again. People, it's devastating, but that's how they operate. And like he said, that only for that to change, you got to have a new regime come into office and get that type of, you know, that structure to help the people. But they're not going to help our people. Only way we can help our people is that, you know, the best way you know how. You know, they're not going to help us. They always give people false hope, and then they snap the rug away from you and let you fall flat on your face. They don't care. We got to care. I'm myself not a very good talker, I just know that we as a people need to, you know, do better, you know, just get together and do what we got to do, because time could be running out. Was because, you know, now we say with the saying, strike while the fire is hot, while the iron is hot, because if we don't do something now, we might not end up doing nothing again. Because we got to know. We can't wait. No, you can't wait to do anything. You know, because I always saying, talking is good, but action is much better. You know. Like you're saying, we don't have to be a violent people. We just got to be a smart. We just got to be smart what we do and how we do it. You know, we got to be a tactical person. We got to be tactics, you know, how we do the thing. You know, we got to do a thing methodically, how we're going to do things, you know. And once we do that, once we use the methodology, you use tactics and be smart how we're going to do things, you'd be surprised how things come together more quickly as a unified body. We can move forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just can't be running around, you know, and without a plan, That's one thing you cannot do, not have a plan of doing things you need to do, because you definitely be in chaos. That's one thing we do not want to have. It's chaos.
Yeah.
Chinooka, I don't know why. He might be listening. I don't see his number on here. It's just you. Everybody else. Thank you. That was your wife, Jodrey? Yeah, she's not on here no more. She dropped. Just you.
Here's something else that in the covenant. Here's something else I added in there that I'll just read it here.
Okay.
It says we must also include, without going into detail, that can be found on the internet, the fact we are intimately well aware of and understand how the United States government used the Christian element, mainly the Catholic Church and religion, to its advantage by various means, enforcing the Lakota into compliance with their demands. They did that. The United States used the Christian Church to help persuade, Lakotas to actually go on to reservation, to stay there, to do everything they wanted, They did that. And it says some Lakota have been converted to Christianity. However, it's not our religion. In fact, we don't have a religion, but rather a spirituality where all things are treated with respect. It's called the Great Mysterious Wakantanka. Unlike the United States government, who used the Catholic Church and religion to define their so-called Puritan covenant with God, to establish their so-called Puritan Indian policy, to provide them white supremacy and implement manifest destiny in their acquisition of territory. And they used the Catholic Church to do all of that. They put the Catholic Church and religion up there as kind of their way of validating everything that they do, to take this land and territory and claim it as theirs. That's what they did. And, it goes on. See if I can find another section here that... there's just another little thing here that I'll read. These points of contention that is in this covenant, 7 pages of them up to this point, it states all this, all these statements and facts in conjunction with the past and current presidents and administrations being in collusion and complicit accessories to all the above by allowing this matter to continue and fester. Mere apologetic recognition by the United States courts and monetary compensation is not sufficient and cannot replace our independence and will not be acceptable. And that's what they did. They offered money for the Black Hills. They're not going to turn around and take that money back and give you some kind of, quasi-sovereignty over there or whatever, because of the fact that it's connected to this treaty that's invalid. They would have to acknowledge all the things that they did there, just like they did with this Black Hills claim. They acknowledged that they shouldn't have made that agreement, that they took the land illegally. That's what they acknowledged. They're not going to turn around and acknowledge that they took this entire treaty area, a 5-state area, illegally, and have to return it. They're not going to do that. So the only way that you're going to ever get Black Hills back is to get this whole treaty area back. And the only way to do that is to go through the Nine Nations and demand that they be that we be treated as everybody else is. All the other nations that, you know, sit around that General Assembly table. So that's where we're at. And, you know, that's my viewpoint on it. Everybody else can have theirs, but I don't see it any other way. Just reading through the international laws.
That's the only option here too, because you know they're gonna be done. I mean, you know, it's not something unreachable. So, you know, commit it. That's all I can say. Just gotta do it. You know, just gotta, you know, get together. You know, and just do it. I mean, like I say, there might not be a lot of people that want to do it. It don't take a lot of people to get something done. It took a small amount of people to, you know, to do things with, look, you know, the wars, and you know, look what Cuba did. When he went in the hills, he went a lot of people at first. Before the revolution, he won the revolution, same as us. You know, it does, you know, sometimes it don't take a lot of people to get things accomplished. You know, sometimes a lot of people might be a hindrance. You know, and that need a small band of people to get things more done than a large band of people. So, like, the goal is not
all it takes. I mean, I said it before. All it takes is one person.
Right.
One person. One person. One person to deliver that document to the United Nations Secretary Security Council. One person and an emissary and. I don't know, you know, who gives the authority to do this. I don't know if you have to have authority. I don't take authority from anybody. I don't go around and say, hey, can I go do this? You know, can I go do that? No. But like I said before, Chief Red Cloud, before he died, told me to take over, not as chief, but as an emissary to carry the independence forward. He told that to me before he died. And he also told it to Chinupa and the entire Treaty Council too. So if they're listening, you know that we know that. And so, you know, Chinupa can do this. He's a good guy to do this.
He is.
Yeah, he's the only guy that can do this. I don't know, you know, it's not gonna be anybody like Chase Iron Eyes, because Chase just doesn't have the qualifications. You know, he just doesn't have the background and the experience and the knowledge and, you know, the old knowledge and the language and the commitment. He doesn't have all of that. He's a good talker and everything, but and he does know some stuff, you know, but he's not committed, so... And it's not going to be, you know, some of these other guys that, you know, talk good, talk loud. If, you know, they just aren't committed enough to independence. You got to be committed to it, number one. If you aren't, you know, you got to have a degree of, you know, a large degree of, maybe not a complete degree of independence yourself.
Yeah.
So anyway, Chinupa can do that. He can be the guy. And then, you know, if somebody wants to send an emissary from some other area, some other tribe, you know, they can do that, you know. Hook up with him and two of you go in together, you know. Present your own application. So anyway, yeah, it just takes one person. I mean, and
yeah, like you said, self-determination.
The more the better,
You said like the self determination and independence. You know, just like you said, it's not just talking about it, but living it. You know, like you said, you don't talk and you just live it. He just live it. You know, he been there and he done that. He knows the in and out of stuff. You know, and know how to get things done. Like I said, I was there. I was with him when we went to Washington that time, and he got things done. He got things done. Because he knew how to get things done. And like you said, he don't talk again. He back up what he talked. That's one thing. I noticed about him. And I also noticed that he loves his people.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to let you go. I know Chinope is probably busy right now, and I know he's got some good news for everybody when he gets back on there.
Okay.
I won't speak for him, but I'll just let him do that himself.
Okay.
But anyway, I know he's got some good news concerning this matter here. So hope we'll hear from him maybe tonight. Anyway, I'm going to let you go right now, and then... I'll try to catch up with you tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. Glad to have your input. You stay safe, stay strong, and be well.
Okay, you too.
Listen, audience. Topics. Self-determination, independence. And welcome all those on who are listening and are not talking. So just want to say that we all have a voice to talk, to reach out, be helpful to the people, to our people, help the elderly out that need help, kind words to them. If you can, go to the store for them, drive them around, and do what you can for them. You got to remember, your grandmother, your grandfather, and all your great-grand people, especially your mother and your grandmother, they were there for you. Remember, when you was a child, they took care of you, they raised you, took care of you. And when they get old in age, that's your duty, your job, and your responsibility to take care of them when they reach old age and can't do nothing for themselves. It's not a good thing to let them, not to take care of them or not to help them. You get, while you're doing things and helping them out, you get what you call knowledge, you get blessings or reward. Not only that, you shouldn't want the blessings. You should do it from the kindness of your heart, because they are your parents. They're your grandmothers, they're your uncles, they're your cousins, and relatives and other people that, reach of age in which they can't do nothing for themselves. You should want to, reach out to them and help them, Just saying a kind word to them. Thank you. Can I do this for you? Do you need any help? Can I drive you here? Can I drive you there? It's the little things that count to people. It's not always the big things that count. It's the little things. You can tell somebody you love them, Be sincere. Be kind to them. That's what's counting as well. And justice, being cruel, being nasty, being haughty, being arrogant, that's not a good quality. It's a very bad quality. But be in love, be kind, be considerate, not only to other people, is a great quality. Remember, you don't want nothing bad done to you, so why would you do bad to others? Think about it. So I'll say this. Unite people, unite together, come together, speak together. Yeah. Call 1-980-762. Speak. Well, who are you? Say who you are, your name, and speak what you can stand. Well, can we help you? Call 1-980-762. Do you have anything to say?
I'm sorry, I just got in on the show tonight.
Okay. It's not very few people on, but maybe a lot of people that is listening. So if you have any, you know, so we were just, you know, the topic just, you know, self-determination, getting together and, you know, trying to run for it, trying to get to the UN, get the COVID together, you know, and try, you know, and try not to, you know, to be kind, courteous and kind to our elderly people, you know, saying nice words to them. Trying to take them out, you know, help them out the best way we know how. So basically, that's what the topic is, you know. So if you have anything that you can, you know, expound on, you know, your input would be very welcome.
I just wish the tribe to step up better and help these elders out there. The money's there. They have the power. It's just there's a reason why they won't, and it's just it's almost like the people are going to have to fight with their own tribal governments now, and I'm just to the point, there's no reason the tribal councils and stuff are not stepping up more for our elderly people. That's about all I can say for now.
You know what Trinity was saying, that is a big difference between elected and selected. And remember, the tribal government is supposed to be the voice of the people and help the people. And whatever they so-called United States government gives them, they're supposed to distribute to the people and help them out. Housing, food, clothes, whatever, medical expenses. Whatever the people need, they're supposed to give that to them. And if they're not doing that, then you have the right. Not only the right, it's your obligation, your responsibility, you know, to speak out about it if necessary, form a group of committee, throw them out of office. That is your right. That is your obligation. That's your duty, not only for the, but for the people, not only, not, you know, your right and other people's rights, you know. Know your rights. Read about your rights. Understand what is your right over these people. If you do not force your rights, you have no rights. So understand.
The elder people seem to go in and more or less, I hate to say it, but plead and ask, and that's not the way it goes. It's there. There's a reason that money's there. They don't go in there, look, hey, I need some food. Write me a check. That's it. You know that money's there. You know what it's for. You know you got all these funding programs. You know how much money that government's giving you. It's not a thing of going in and keep harping and complaining to them and pleading and begging. No, it's you give me some money. That's it. I'm an elder. I'm telling you what I need.
Like I said, yeah, the tribal government's there to assist you. If they're not doing their job, report them. They got people that they have to report to. Find out who you need to report them to and go after them. And, you know, that, remember, you have an obligation and a right not only to your fellow being, the people on the reservation, to help them out. If you have the strength, the courage to do things like that, speak up. Don't be in a mini mouth or nothing. Speak up and tell them this is what you want, this is what you need, like you were saying. And if they don't do it, then report them. Do an investigation on them and see, you know.
Well, the other thing is all these constitutions, these tribal constitutions need to be reread through, and where they say they give the discretionary power to tribal council and legislation. That needs to be gone back in and taken out of the constitution and replaced that the people's voice that is heard, because that gives discretionary power to that tribal council. The judicial, the legislation to override the people. And now those, and in every tribal constitution where that's been done, though that article and stuff needs to come out, and their immunity needs to be voted out by the people. You're not above us. You're here for us.
And who wrote the Constitution? The people of them. Remember people, you, huh?
Just start the petition, and you don't ask them to do this. So you tell them this is what you're going to do. You're going to strike this out of the Constitution.
Like we were saying last week, people, education, reading is very important. Read, and understand what you read. Read about your rights. Read what they can do to you and read what they can't do to you. Don't be in the dark about anything. Let the light shine on you. Get out the darkness. Turn on the light. Open up your mind. Expand your mind. Expand your thoughts. Don't let these people do things to you. Of course, I'm quite sure they don't want to be done to them more than what they do to you. Talk about it.
I mean, out here, the people have done the same thing when they vote these senators and stuff in. You're giving all your power, your will, your trust over to all these people, and that's not the way it's supposed to be.
No, it's not supposed to be. Like
and
I said before,
you're supposed to go right there and say, I'm not asking you to do this. This is what I am officially sending you, a letter of demand. This is what you're going to do, and I'm giving you so many days to respond with this. And you send it registered mail to that senator or whoever, your representative.
All right. Remember, the tribal government has to report to somebody. Find out who they got to report to. You know who they got to report to. The Indian Nation of Bruce, the BIA. That's who's backing them up. And if you have grief and gratitude that you don't like what they're doing, write, like she said, write your congressman, write, you know, your senators, you know, do an investigation on them. Find out if they are corrupt. Find out if they doing the right thing for you. Don't just stand there and take that. You don't need it. Like I said, it's your obligation, your duty to find out who they are and what they're doing. And report them if necessary.
And
don't
if those tribal council members, when those elders walk in and they say, cross a check for fuel assistance. They get a check. No, don't have me go through this process of form filling. Are you, okay, whatever tribe you're from, are you Ho-Chunk? Are you Lakota? Yes, okay, then do it. I'm not here to beg you, to plead with you, or to ask you. I'm an elder. I'm telling you what to do. I want a check cut before I leave this office. That's it.
Yes, that's
and you put those people on the spot.
That is so true. But the thing about it, I'm sorry to say this, people, you got to have guts.
Well, if they're
this.
True to who they claim they are, even though they're on tribal council, like I said, I don't care what tribe they're from. If an elder goes up to them and says, okay, I'll say my tribe. Are you Ho-Chunk? Yes. I'm an elder. I'm not in here asking, pleading. I'm telling you what I need. Cut me a check.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm going to say this, that it was a saying that there's nothing to fear but fear itself. You know, fear can be a very paralyzed, can be very paralyzed. You're going to be scared and can't move, can't do nothing because you fear. As I was saying before, if you fear a man, Creator make you fear everything. But if you fear the Creator make you make everything fear you. So my question to those who are listening, who do you fear, man or your Creator?
I fear my creator, because when my creator's been with me and told me, don't do this, and I disregarded and didn't listen, bad happened. It says, do this, I did it, and it happened.
You understand, too? No. You understand, there's nothing in the universe happening without the permission of your creator. Whatever you want done, it will be done. What you do not want done will not be done. So
if
everything is based on his will and what he wants to happen. My question is that, do not fear anything but your creator, and do not fear man.
Like I was saying the other day, all these HUD houses that have been on the tribes, they went and paid because of their IRA agreement, made contractual agreements with the government, brought a third-party entity in to come onto the reservations and bring in resources that you took from some other tribe's land, like the Menominee maybe, the wood, to build these HUD housing. But they wouldn't let these people go out to their own woods and take the wood that was naturally there, plus what they did before, and build their own houses.
Hey, buddy.
Next call, 941-1693. State your name, where you calling from, what's your concern?
I'm just kind of listening in here, trying to get an idea of what you're all about here.
Okay. What we're trying to tell is telling people, stop taking the briefs from the council members. Stop taking the briefs from the federal government. Stand up for their rights and be not counted out, but be counted for. And don't be afraid of anything or no one but your creator, but not man. And help your elders and help your fellow man count out the fight against injustice. That's what we're basically saying.
Yeah, okay. That sounds fair.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any input, anything that you want to say about anything? You know, your input is very welcome.
This is about the Indian. This is Indian we're speaking about, right?
Yeah, that and justice about anybody. And justice is justice, as well as what color you are. You know, we fight against that. You know, but basically, you know, if you've been wrong, you've been wrong. So it's kind of right or wrong. You know, that's basically what we're trying to do.
Yeah, a lot of that's going on, isn't it?
That is so true. So, you know, no. So
And everybody has their own right that was wronged.
Yeah, we try, you know, trying to find out, because, injustice is, no matter what creed or color, who you are and what you are, when somebody, somebody put their foot in your neck, I'm quite sure you want that foot off your neck. And, when they come at you, when you know you didn't do nothing wrong, accuse you of something wrong, you want to, to work that wrong or just that they've done for you, So that's what, we're trying to do, not with the Malcolm Indians, that they've been treated very unjustly for years and years and years, and it's time for all that injustice to stop, And it's time for us to just say we're not going to take this no more. Stand up, and try to peacefully fight against it.
So what mainly is it that you feel that is the main culprit or the main reason for all this? Is it all the government, or what is your belief?
Well, you tell me, all right, so what do you think? Well, give me your put on what do you think?
I think it's the individual that needs to, decide if things are going in the right direction for themselves, and if it's not, then decide in the direction that they need to go to better themselves. Or if it's a group of people, then I guess they're going to have to decide that, it's time to find another direction.
Yeah, you could be right about that. No, you're right. So sometimes, But at the same time, you know, you that direction that somebody push you into, you know, you only have
elders
one sometimes.
But this is the thing. Elders don't have the time or the will or to find another direction. This is what we're talking about is the elders here. They're at a time in their life that they can't find another direction.
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about here. People need to stand up for the elders.
Well, what do they need, more finances? The elders need more finances, more to live.
They just need to be taken care of. The money is there in every tribe. It's there. But you get all this infrastructure, excuses about all this tribal money being tied up. No, it's not all in infrastructure. I don't care if a tribe says they're bankrupt or they're broke, then how are you paying your bills at your tribal complex? How are you keeping your lights on? How are you driving your cars? How are you getting your paycheck?
Do you belong to the Indian tribe? Are you an Indian descent?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Are you?
So you're saying it's the tribal leaders that are, what are they, using and abusing the money?
It's sure coming off that way because they get they're constantly getting all different types of funding from that government. Every time an elder needs something, they don't have it.
Hold on for a second. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Tom.
And where are you calling from, Tom?
Well, right now I'm in Hawaii.
Hawaii.
I'll be here hopefully soon.
And so you come from Hawaii. So other words, do Hawaii have any type of privacy abuses from the governor or anybody causing them and the homeland? So what do you feel? What do you feel need to be done about the privacy and abuses going on, not only other people? I mean, what's your take on it?
Oh, that's pretty tough, really. I mean, I have my views, but they're probably not the ones that they want to be heard.
No, we'd like to hear them, really. I mean, this is what this show's about.
Well, I don't know what to say. It's tough. I mean, you know, you figure I'm in Hawaii. So the Hawaiians, the actual Hawaiians, the true Hawaiians of these islands, you know, they've been through some times themselves. I'm not Hawaiian, but you know, they're pretty much extinct because of other people that were brought to this island to do the work of picking pineapples and sugar cane, you know, Philippine, Japanese, and other people from other countries. Back in the early 1900s or late 1800s, I'm not sure when they started. But now there is like 1% of actual Hawaiians that live in these islands. So they're slowly fading out. I don't know what their financial structure is. I mean, but, you know,
tourism.
It's a little different for the Indian. It's a little different for the Indian because they actually have their own government besides structured within the United States, right?
Their government is replicated after the American government.
Yeah, they kind of work within their own confines of their own laws to a degree, right? From what I've heard.
I understand. You just asked me a question. When I know it was no thing. You know, that's what the radio knows. That's what we kind of do, you know, like, like she was saying, the radio station is that people come in, you know, ask questions and give their concerns, opinion, whether it's, like you say, you know, we welcome all comers, no matter, you know, how far you're from or how close you is, you know, and that's what this radio station is, you know. We're glad you won, glad we can speak to you and know where you're coming from, you know, it's a good time.
A lot of Native people
on
reservations
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Native people on reservations don't have retirements or a built-up big social security because of not being able to find jobs and work a job for retirement or build up a good Social Security nest. And at the same time, they're struggling with their own government and getting help. So I'll hear you got white people who either got a retirement, a 401k, or their Social Security to fall back on. On a reservation, they really don't have that, a lot of the elders.
No, that I'm sure you can get into a 401k to build up that. You just have to. I don't have one either. So I don't know.
Well,
you gotta have a job.
I'm sure if
you
want
a job to get a 401k.
I mean, you know, banks have 401s. You can go to different banks. They all have 401. You can start putting money in.
Well, you gotta have money to put in that bank to start something.
Yeah,
like
no,
that.
I hear you. Right? Yeah, I know.
Okay, a lot of Native people don't have that money.
That's probably 95% of the population of the world. We're all in that same boat.
Okay.
Why don't you go on a reservation and see and talk to some of them people, and talk your 401k. Why don't you go?
Yeah,
you
can call up a bank. Call up Bank of America or whatever.
I'm sorry, I'd rather get rid of him. He defeating the purpose of what we're trying to discuss. So it's no use of us talking to him because he's on out in left field someplace else.
Well, you know, hey, you gotta have money to start a bank account. You gotta have money to put in that bank account to build a personal 401k, or you gotta be in with an employer who provides you one. I don't think too many people on the reservation have that ability or opportunity to do that. Like I said, if you go visit one, you might find the truth out.
Yeah, because a lot of people, truth be told, they don't even know what a 401k is.
That's right, because they try to go outside the reservation and work, and they deal with racism.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you
know,
the majority. Mm-hmm.
Easier said than done.
Yes, it is, because he's in Hawaii. And, you know, he's a white guy. It looks like he's pretty well taken care of. You can see by how he's talking and the questions he answers. You know, and basically what I got from him, he wasn't trying to find out answers. He was trying to inject his opinion on other stuff. He don't know nothing. You know, he don't know anything about anything. But, you know, he don't know nothing about the tribal Americans, you know, across the country, and you know, what they're doing, you know. So,
yeah, and go live in the Native shoes and see how much direction. Take your life in another direction. See how far that gets a Native person. Because like I said, with Native elders, they're at an age they don't have the choice to go in another direction. They're getting up to a time they can't, and they need to.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
right. Because that's the, I mean, you know, like I was saying before, when we all was kids, children come out the womb. You know, what they did? They changed our diapers. You know, they fed us, they clothed us. You know, took care of us, make sure didn't get nothing that was detrimental to our health. So now when they reach that age, they can't do nothing for yourself. You turning your back on them? They did all this for you and did all this for other people probably, and you sitting here gonna turn your back on them? You're not gonna help them out. You're not gonna feed them. They're gonna do that. What type of humanity? What type of person are you if you're not gonna do nothing like that? Think about who you were and where you were and how you were before you got grown. They did this for you. Now you got to return and help them and do the same thing what they did for you.
$401k. Shit. Hey, y'all, I got $5. I'll go to the bank and start a fucking 401k. A personal one. Yeah, I'll put $5 in there every month. Maybe I'll be able to retire, huh?
Mm-hmm. So, people are, so like they, I'm glad those who didn't come on
pardon my language. I apologize for my cussing.
That's okay. You know, we all have frustration to get one to get out one way or the other. Yeah. So sometimes it comes out in that type of form of language.
I'm getting pissed off right now. I don't even know. I'm about ready to go.
Okay. Those who are listening on the show and didn't have time to call in, we just want to say thank you for listening, audience, and those who were called in. We're grateful for your input. And, you know, tomorrow at the same time, you know, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, that we welcome and we plead with y'all to come on, you know, put your input. And, you know, because this is your radio station, and we welcome all callers. Remember, there's no such thing as a dumb answer. And your answer will never be answered if you never ask the question. So we saying that come on and give your grief, your gratitude, wherever you're calling from. Let's hear from you. And hopefully, we can solve your problem with an answer or give you any type of solution, you know. If we can, we'll be glad to do that. But, you know, we can't. No, we can't. But at least let us know what is your gripe, what's your concern, you know. That's why we're asking y'all, you know. So with that said, this time is up. We're saying that we're about to close the show. And like I said, thank you for your time, your patience, and hope that the Creator bless all y'all on this show and who is listening. Have a blessed, beautiful, and wonderful day. Peace.